How could any true cock tease play with your cock while leaving your mind untouched? Every true cock tease starts and ends with a mind fuck. I'm assessing the situation before you're even aware you're my mark. I have you read, categorized, and have decided on a full plan of attack by the time your gaze has made its way from my pretty toes up to my short skirt that ends just below my supple round ass cheeks. And yes, you should be aware that my sexy, juicy ass factors heavily in my strategy to own you. You'll do anything to get me to bend over and allow you to bury your face in my sweet, smelling, pillowy ass, won't you? Of course you will. So let's just get that established from the outset. You are no longer making the rules. You signed away your control the second your overeager dick tinted your khakis. And speaking of your overeager dick, keep your groping hands off of it. You won't be stroking it anytime soon because extreme cock teasing starts with extreme cock control. If you want me to allow you to touch your peter, first you will please me. We can start with that wagging tongue. Stop begging to masturbate and use it for much more constructive purposes. Ah, yes. An earnest tongue on my regal, puckered rosebud is such a sweet little sacrifice a mistress like me can appreciate. Why are you stopping? I didn't tell you to speak. Keep your mouth where it belongs and show me how well you understand how to worship a cock tease like me. If you do a good enough job, I might even allow you to hump my ass like the sweet little frustrated tease boy you are. But you will clean up anything that oozes out of that desperate cock immediately. Good boys always clean up their cum when they leak on a cock tease or suffer the consequences. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.